Now, more than ever, we are finding ourselves needing to budget and plan our finances. And I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line now is Jessie Anthony, Money Advice Coordinator with MABS Above in Cork. And Jessie, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for inviting me to talk to your listeners today.
No, definitely. And I think people do get an awful lot of advice from you. I think it's very important that we have you on every single month. And this month in particular, we're just coming off the end of January, starting into February. So today is the 1st of February. And people are finding things really tight at the moment, aren't they?
Yes, yeah, definitely, Linda. Finance and money and all of that is uppermost on people's minds. Winter is always an expensive time of year, and then, as you said, starting the year and just coming out of the expenses of Christmas, etc. So, you know, new year, new chance to make different plans and maybe hopefully have that little bit more security and financial well-being in 2023.
So what are some of the things that people can start to do now to hopefully help themselves out financially throughout the year?
I think the important thing is to plan, and as I said, we're at the start of the year, so it's a good time to plan and make that New Year's resolution. Financial planning is the key to financial well-being, and it allows you to control your money, plan for the future, and be prepared for any possible expenses that are coming your way.
And there will be people listening to this now, and people are in a situation at the moment where they're going, do you know what, there actually isn't, there's no spare money, there's bills coming from left, right and centre, they're a lot higher than what they expect to be, and unfortunately we seem to be in this horrible perfect storm at the moment where literally every single thing is going up, but it is important to stress that there is help out there for people, isn't there?
There is. As I said, we in MABS, we've been doing this for 30 years, giving money advice and budgeting. So that would be the place to start, to reach out to MABS. But, you know, if somebody is at home and they feel they can do something for themselves, my first advice really would be to try and sit down and try and make out a budget. And there are excellent budgeting tools available either on the MABS website, www.mabs.ie, or the Consumer Protection Code website, so ccpc.ie. That also has an excellent budgeting tool there. And that's how you start your financial planning, really. Everyone has to budget, whether you're a large organisation, whether you're an individual or whether you're a family. We all have to make out a budget and hopefully stick to it in some form or fashion for the year. So I think starting with a budget is the first point. That's how you find out how much money you have coming into your house, how much money is going out, how much you can afford to spend and, you know, repay your debts with, and how can you best plan for the future. So that would be the first starting point, would be to make a budget.
And what type of, when people are starting with their budget, Jessie, what type of expenses should they include in that budget? Should they include everything?
Well, I suppose there's three parts to a budget. Would be your income, your outgoings, and then, you know, what you're left with at the end of the day, whether it's surplus or whether it's a deficit. So when it comes to income, you're including all forms of income into the house, be that either social welfare, be that wage, be that contribution from family members. And again, when you're sitting down and you're jotting down your income, you're trying to look at ways of how you can increase that income for the year. So are you accessing all your social welfare entitlements? Are your tax affairs up to date? All of that. And that's where, again, MABS can help. They will help that side of things and accessing entitlements. And then the question you asked in relation to expenditure, you need to jot down what you're spending. And obviously there are certain essential items which need to be looked at first of all, which is, you know, your mortgage or your rent, so that protecting the roof over your head, food that's coming into the house needs to be covered, and then your utilities, your light and your heat. So they're the main priority items that need to be jotted down first on a budget.
Should people, when they're making the budget, make allowances for any further jump in utility bills and stuff like that? Should people just put a little bit to one side for that?
But I think, first of all, making an accurate budget is important, and everyone, each individual, their budget is different. So I think try and take a snapshot of where you are now and write down the bills as they are now, write down the income as it is now, and then see how that works out after you do your calculations, as I said, whether you have a surplus, whether you have a deficit. I think you need to take that look in time as we are right now, and then make the adjustments after you do those initial calculations. So whether the adjustments would be trying to reduce your expenditure, and again, as I said, we're going to the essential items, and our advice here would be make sure that you shop around, look at your bills, look at what's going out. There are some very good price comparison sites there. Often if you just ring your utility provider, they will give you maybe a 10%, 5% reduction for your loyalty being with them. So definitely shop around, try and, as I said, pare back on what's going out and try and make some savings for yourself, and then look at what's left after that. And then maybe a case that you need to come to MAPS. There may not be enough money there. You need to reach out to somebody like ourselves, professionals, for help. Or it could be a case that you do have a surplus, and then you plan what you're going to do with that. Are you going to save it for it to try and increase your rainy day fund? Do you have expenses coming up for children that need to be addressed? Do you have social events, family events, important family events during the year? So as I said, each person's budget is very different, very individual to them. And the important thing to remember, I suppose, is MAPS is here for all types of people, all types of difficulties. Very different people come to MAPS and they are all helped.
And sometimes I think it takes something like a budget where you have to write down what your outgoings in particular are, that you actually stop and go, geez, you know, I spent 30 quid last week on coffee. I spent, you know, it's not until you actually sit down and look at what you're actually going, because a lot of us spend extra money that we don't realise we're spending, don't we?
That's it. And I suppose you've hit a very important point there, which is an essential part of doing a budget, and that is tracking your spending. So you might spend a week or two just actually tracking your spending, what you've spent before you make any adjustments. Because sometimes, you know, might go into the shop, might just need an essential milk or bread, and we come away after spending €25. And we're wondering, you know, the middle line syndrome, we're wondering what we spent our money on. So as I said, that is really, really important. And again, there are some fantastic apps there and MABS and the CCPC. So to help you track your spending is very, very important.
And as we always say on these segments, Jessie, I mean, everyone is in the same boat. There is no shame in reaching out and asking someone to give you a hand to budget and financial planning. Everyone is in the same boat at the moment, aren't they?
They are. And I suppose another element that might be forgotten is after you have your budget done, controlling your money and how you manage your bills is very important. So you may want to set up a separate account from which all the bills come from to make sure that they are all covered at the end of the month. Or if you're on social welfare, you may want to sign up for the household budget deduction scheme, where you can pay a certain percentage towards your rent or your utilities, so that you're making sure that those very important essential bills are kept on top of and don't get out of control.
Yeah, and I know we've spoken about this previously. Bills don't go away. Debt does not go away. You need to pick up the phone and make that phone call, don't you?
You do. And as I said, that's what we're here for in MAPS. You know, our number is 0818072090, and also then there is the website, as I said, and we also have a helpline service which is open 9 to 8, and the number is 0818072000. So definitely help is there. Professionals are there to give you that support that you need, and then obviously for clients or listeners of yours who might have more pressing financial difficulties that might need help with negotiating with their creditors, MABS, of course, is there to fill that space as well.
Jessie, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and I genuinely mean that, because I think these segments are so important, particularly in this climate, that people know that these services are out there and that you can contact them, and people are there at the end of the phone more than willing to help you. Jessie Anthony, Money Advice Coordinator with MABS in Cork. As always, thanks a mil for joining me today.
Thank you, Linda.